chatting about it throughout the course of the show. Yes. It is the situation at the Bay Bridge border between Limpopo and Zimbabwe, which continues to simmer. Earlier yesterday, hundreds of foreign nationals gained access to South Africa, forming packed crowds at the national crossing. With that, we've also had the hashtag Close Bay Bridge Border, where the EFF Zimbuyiseni Ndlozi had a weigh-in on that, saying that this must be rejected with all the contempt it deserves, saying that let our people in, they're part of us. They live here and have been living here for centuries. Closing the border is inhumane and will breed the worst humanitarian crisis than COVID. That being said, it is the case where thousands of Zimbabweans have been queuing at the Bay Bridge border. Zimbabwe has suspended general travel for 30 days as part of the country's month-long lockdown regulations starting yesterday evening. On our side, Minister of Home Affairs Errol Motsoaledi has acknowledged that a humanitarian crisis might be unfolding at the Bay Bridge border. However, now we are joined on the line by Rex Mpisa, who is a freelance journalist stationed at Bay Bridge. Rex, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you, Rex. Happy New Year to you. Rex, getting down to business, we've seen videos circulating yesterday that saw thousands of people trying to flock to the border post. People have been purportedly arriving since Sunday. You have been at the Bay Bridge since yesterday. What is the scene at the border post now?
Yes, a humanitarian crisis is definitely lodging at Bay Bridge. Thousands of people, most of them obviously Zimbabweans who are resident in South Africa, are flocking to the border post to try and get entry. South Africa has been very strict on the people that are coming to your side. These people are required to have COVID-19 free certificates. They are also required to have work permits, residence permits, or students permits for them to be allowed across. Apparently, before Monday, before Tuesday, everybody was able to cross without those requirements. But when South Africa closed its border to the general public, they are now only accepting people with permits, which has caused a lot of commotion because most people had come to Zimbabwe for holidays. You should also note that the Bay Bridge border post does not serve Zimbabweans alone. And with Botswana having closed its border, there are plenty of Zambians, plenty of people from Malawi, and plenty of people from the northern part of Mozambique who also use the Bay Bridge border post. So it's not only affecting Zimbabweans, it is also even affecting some South Africans that have that had come up to Zimbabwe on holiday during the festivities. Right now, that is the situation at Bay Bridge. Some people have spent more than 3 days in the queues, moving just 50 meters towards South Africa, which is very strict. Yeah. Most of the images that are being seen on the WhatsApp are at what we call the foot and mouth, which is exactly the entry point, the border gate, after you have left Zimbabwe, cross the bridge, and you are on the South African side. That's where you see crowds of people because of strict scrutiny, scrutiny of the people that are coming to your country.
Yeah. Rex, many on the show this morning during the course of the 2 hours have commented that this should not only be a South African issue. Zimbabwe, like you said, and many other countries involved should also bear the responsibility on their shoulder. What are some of the measures perhaps that you have seen that have been implemented in Zimbabwe's in Zimbabwe, maybe taking into account that the country has recorded nearly 16,000 cases and over 380 deaths?
Well, in Zimbabwe, the measures that are being taken internationally apply to all Zimbabweans, and the government has been strict on movement. They have imposed a 30-day curfew, which starts at about 6 p.m. It starts at 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. in the morning. Business closes at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. But travel, well, people moving from city to city have also been stopped. Intercity travel has been stopped. But then most of the people that are traveling are people that are normally resident in South Africa. Obviously, Zimbabwe, because of its limited resources, it has been trying to be strict on the movement of people. But people being people will always try and find a reason to be at one place or another. And it's also an issue of survival, trying to get food on your table. You know, there's a lot of unemployment in Zimbabwe. So people trying to get food on the table will obviously overlook some of those issues and try to travel to get... It's either you die of COVID-19 or you die of hunger. So it's actually a matter of survival.
Mm,
Religion, as it were, I think... the ministers in the religion in the region should be able to convene and see exactly what the crisis is at Beitbridge, what it will unfold, because most of the people that are at Beitbridge now will travel to all parts of South Africa if they go in. And some of them, it's not only those who are going to South Africa, there are some who are coming from South Africa and going up as well, because as you know, the South Africans will not be able to leave. But if anybody is a permit holder and is a South African who works in Zimbabwe, for instance, or in Zambia, they will be allowed through the border to go to wherever they are going. But with the crowding that is at Beitbridge right now, it means those people, if they are infected, they are going to spread that COVID-19 throughout to where they are going. That is why the region should, for instance, meet ministers of home affairs and obviously those of health should meet, convene and see the way forward and not crowd Beitbridge, because it is going to be a time bomb.
Yeah. If you have just joined the conversation, you're listening to the voice of Rex Mpisa, who is a freelance journalist stationed at Beitbridge, where thousands of Zimbabweans have been queuing at the bridge border post, where Zimbabwe suspended general travel for 30 days as part of the country's month-long lockdown regulations. Also from our side, Home Affairs Minister Aaron Motsoaledi acknowledging that a humanitarian crisis might be unfolding out there. We're chatting with Rex to just get an update of what's happening out there and what perhaps needs to be done, looking at the actual problem that's brewing out there that could blow up on everyone else's faces. Rex, maybe before I let you go, looking into Zimbabwe, Vice President and Health Minister Constantino Chingwenga announced the hard lockdown on Saturday, with the regulations being implemented from yesterday or Tuesday night. What is the sentiment perhaps on the ground with most Zimbabweans? Any of them perhaps feeling ambushed without adequate time to prepare, perhaps?
Yes, a lot of people feel ambushed, as it were, and they think they should have had time, the government should have given them ample time to prepare. You know, when you are going into such a lockdown, you need to have food reserves, you need to prepare yourself, you need to psych up yourself so that you are you go into that situation. But what the government of Zimbabwe has been saying is that being a poor government, they would rather prevent than treat. So people feel ambushed, definitely. And that is also the reason why people rushed to the border on the 11th hour to try and cross into South Africa. But from my own point of view, I would also think South Africa, the Minister Motsoaledi, has been a bit hard-handed on how to approach the issue, because it would look as if the COVID-19 issue is only Zimbabwean. People are now moving away from a health point of view to an economic point of view, where they think it is only Zimbabwe which is suffering from that COVID-19. If you look into the region, Zimbabwe has got the lowest figures. Botswana has also announced strict measures against the same disease. But what makes Beitbridge quite special in this scenario is that Beitbridge has been open to regional trade. It has been the launchpad of everything that is going into the region.
Rex, unfortunately, I have run out of time. I do apologize. There's so much I want to talk to you about. There's so much more that I think we need to talk about. But Rex, thank you so very much for joining us. Rex Mpisa, freelance journalist based at Baitbridge. Perhaps the conversation will continue with Refilwe Moloto on Cape.